That is Sugarcane, brand new from Ox, from their American Lo-Fi record. I can't figure out a connection between Ox and the man we have on the phone, Jeff Berner. But welcome, Jeff.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, Ox isn't there in Corblund's attic with you, are they?
It's a pretty big attic.
Really?
So I'm not sure. I can't say it for sure because I've been said. Made definitive statements to the press before and then proven wrong by, like, you know, the exception proves the rule.
Right. So you haven't taken the full tour of Corblund's attic.
It's huge.
Really?
Yeah, like the size of a football stadium.
How did you wind up on this Sunday afternoon in Corblund's attic, Jeff Berner?
God, I don't know.
Does Corblund know you're in his attic, for one thing?
I'm not sure about that. You know, he said, like, come on by sometime. Nobody here, so I figured.
I think you were supposed to come in the front door, though, not climb in through the roof.
Oh, no, because, like, they left the they have a skylight here.
Yeah.
I think of it as a sky door.
Of course. So you're out on the road. You're teaching people how to play the accordion. Is this your official book tour? Are you a literary figure now, Jeff?
Well, first of all, let me correct you.
All right,
I'm teaching people how to be an accordion player.
Right, and you know what? I always correct people when they say that too. So thank you for correcting me now.
It's important, you know, to correct journalists.
Yes,
but it's more important to buy them drinks.
That's true. That's very true.
That's in the book.
Yeah.
But yes, this is a literary tour. I'm a literary figure now, a published author.
Yes.
And so I'll expect you to treat me with a little more respect from now on.
I'll try. So you're going around on a tour of bookstores, I assume, signing your books and spreading your wisdom?
I never have time to get to the bookstores because... You could do something about this.
Okay.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
The country's too goddamn big. Like,
so you want me to make it
drive
smaller,
all the way to, like, a town, and then by the time you get there, the bookstore is closed.
Well, yeah, that's true. Some of the big box ones are open late, though, eh?
I hate those big box bookstores. They can go to hell.
Right.
Chapters, you can go to hell.
Yeah, I agree. We have a great bookstore here called McNally Robinson. It's kind of like that, but it's cool. It's local. It's real people running it. So don't diss them because they're good folks.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because if it's huge, I'm not into it.
Well, it's pretty big, but it's good. It's still good. I promise.
Okay. Well, my book is like you can get it at record stores because it's distributed by Festival, but I don't know if you can get it at bookstores.
No. It would seem like a logical market for you to tap into now that you're an author, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but, you know, life, does it follow logic?
Well, no. No, you have a very good point there.
So what, there you go.
What possessed
you? I'm mainly playing bars.
Really?
Just out of convenience.
That's...
I'm mainly playing at bars.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find a lot of readers?
They're open in the night.
That's true. Do you find a lot of readers or people who want to be accordion players at bars, though?
Yes, you find a lot of them.
Really?
In fact, a lot of people are kind of hesitant to embrace the dream they've always had of being an accordion player.
And you just sort of...
Having a couple of drinks kind of lowers their inhibitions about that, about expressing their feelings about the accordion.
Right.
So it's actually, there's a marketing synergy there.
Hmm. So your show now, is it a new show? Like is it a how-to show now instead of all the music and the comedy and the stuff that you were doing before? Is it now just like all about making an audience of accordion players, or do you leave that straight to the book?
Well, I tend to sometimes read chapters of the book.
Right.
And then play songs that are illustrative.
Oh, that's clever.
The principles at work in the chapters.
Okay.
But I also, if people bring their accordions to the show with the WEC,
that
we call it, the WEC. If they bring their accordions, I'll be happy to help them either as part of the show or show, I mean, before the show or after the show, we can sit down and like do a, you know, an introductory lesson.
Really? Maybe that, I mean, in your downtime, which you have so much of, I can tell, you could start, you know, having students come over to your house and you could teach them how to play or become accordion players. Pardon me.
I don't like people coming to my house.
No. All right. Enough said about that. So how's the reaction been? Are there many more accordion players running around now, or is it like such a long process to become an accordion player? Because a lot of these things in here would take time, I think,
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think it's just an overnight thing. Like, you know, you have to really embrace the lifestyle of the accordion player.
It's not a lifestyle.
No?
That's we get offended by people saying that it's a lifestyle.
Pardon me, I would
it's
never
who we are.
That. Right.
Accordion players.
Okay. So it's like a part of your being.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about in the book, is how to be an accordion player. And it's basically a psycho-spiritual state.
Right.
That being an accordion player. So it's something that like the book helps you gain. And if you're open psychologically and spiritually,
right,
to or easily influenced, could quickly pick up the principles that I'm putting forward. But if you're resistant or somehow skeptical,
I see.
Or overly, you know, intellectually rigorous,
right,
it might take you longer.
Well, I guess that could be said with pretty much anything.
Possibly. But I can't make that statement, that definitive statement.
No.
It could result in lawsuits.
True enough. So, is this going to launch a whole new career? Are you going to stop playing music now and just write books now that this is launched? And I'm sure it'll burn up the charts. You'll be a famous author.
Well, that was originally the idea, but the public demand for me to play my songs has been so huge that basically the public hasn't allowed me to stop playing songs.
Well, that's good. Because I was a little worried because, you know, I used to be a big fan of this band called The Rio Statics. I don't know how much you know about The Rio Statics, but...
I know, I've heard that they're calling it a day.
Yeah, well, and Dave Bedini, one of the main guys, once he started writing books, the band went to crap. Like, they've sucked ever since he started writing books because he's spending all his time writing books and their music has sucked and now they're just calling it a day. So what I'm getting at, Jeff, is I hope that this isn't the beginning of the end of your musical career.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Jesus. Me too.
I don't want to put that pressure on you or anything, but I'm just telling you.
I've written a few songs recently.
Really?
And they're all...
Are they any good, though?
They're fucking awesome.
Okay, that's good to know.
They're fucking, as what I said.
Yeah. No, this is college radio. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. Well, they are fucking awesome. Like, they're really good. So I don't think there's any danger of that.
Do you know that they're that awesome because some guy yelled that out at a bar, or just because you're that in tune with your own craft now?
I have a pretty objective sense of what is good and what is bad in art, generally.
Yeah.
I tend to, like, a lot of people will tell you that art is subjective and stuff like that, but I have a kind of inbuilt, objective, almost scientific way of judging art.
Right.
So
you're one of the real people that really knows what's good and what's bad.
Yeah, a lot of people are confused about that.
Well, don't let that get out, because it'll ruin a lot of careers if you go around and tell people what's good and bad, because
there's a lot of bad stuff out there. The Rio Statics are no good now.
<I'm> not, yeah, well...
You know, I didn't say that. I mean, no. You're going to... You know what happened to the Pope when he shot his mouth off? That guy's dumb. Oh, said something mean about Muslims, and everyone's mad at me. I'm so surprised.
Go figure.
Now some nun got killed.
Uh-oh.
Whose fault is that, Popey? Chalk that up along with the millions of dead people in Africa who didn't use condoms because you told them not to. That guy should be in The Hague.
Yeah, once again, not the best advice in the world.
Well, the main thing is, like, I ran for Pope, and I was rejected.
Go figure.
So I'm kind of, like, a little bit bitter about that.
Why did they reject you? Like, were they thinking of letting a Jew be the Pope, or?
It's like Canada Council. They don't tell you why you didn't get it.
Okay.
You either get it, or you don't get it.
Right. Well, see, but the Canada Council's been, has helped you in the past.
They've been very, very good to me.
But the Pope hasn't, I don't think.
I've received no checks from the Pope.
I don't think the Pope is all that supportive of your career, I'm sorry to say.
He just acts like I'm not even there.
That's just rude.
I know.
What's he thinking?
He's blanking me.
But there are plenty of us who are supportive of your career, and all of us will be out on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right? The 19th, there at the big WEC, the Western
Tuesday,
Culture
the 19th
Center.
Of September,
yeah.
West End Culture Pro Center.
Right. And that'll be
Dave
fun.
Dave Lang's going to be there.
You know how much I love Dave Lang.
I know. We all love Dave Lang. He wrote the song, How Come You're So Fucked and Nothing Seems to Be Wrong.
And truer words one will not find.
That is going to be the big kind of We Are the World finale.
Yeah.
Schuyler Jansen's going to play from Old Reliable and from Schuyler Jansen.
Yeah, Schuyler's got a fine record called Hobotron.
Yeah.
And he hangs out in Winnipeg a lot with our pals, the D-Rangers, I understand.
Oh, he's falling in with that crew, eh?
But no, Jeff, you got to understand.
You know he's got children.
Schuyler does?
Yeah.
Does he know them?
Children,
yeah.
Or the D-Rangers?
The children.
Pretty sure.
I just wondered if they were like, never mind.
No, he's not just littering children all over Europe. That's a dirty rumor.
Some people do that, you know.
He spends a lot of time over there.
Yeah.
But that's terrible, but to hear that Schuyler has fallen in with the D-Rangers.
No, Jeff, you got to watch what you say, because I'm telling you one thing right now. If you can get a recommendation from the D-Rangers...
They are a scurvy crew.
No, Jeff, watch what you say. I'm telling you. If the D-Rangers are into what you do, your show will be a success. They have some sort of mind control powers over people in Winnipeg. Because
sure, great. It's a devil's bargain. You know, you stay... The D-Rangers say, oh, yeah, he's good. And then you stay at their house.
Yeah.
Just hypothetically. And then terrible things happen all night long.
Really?
And then you wake up in the morning, like, your underwear pulled over your head and, you know, various substances oozing out of your body through
Ouch.
Various orifices. And, like, you think to yourself, was it worth it? You know, that's what I'm saying.
That's a hard
call.
Yeah,
that's the plan, is hang out at the WEC, then go to Times Change,
yeah.
Have some more drinks, and then go to Jackson's house.
Okay. Well, that's good, because...
That's the plan. I don't know if Jackson knows that.
Well, I guess he does now. So that should be good. No, I'm telling you, if you get the D-Rangers on your side, then you'll have people at your show, and we want people to come to this show, because it's going to be good. It's the first time you've headlined the big room.
That's right.
I mean, you were the impetus for my first big foray into concert promotion, and we did well at the Big Room once before, a few years ago.
That's right.
But
that was the big benefit for John Scholes.
That's right. And it was all because I felt bad because you didn't have a show.
That was why?
That was pretty much why, yeah.
You were supporting the community.
Well, it turned out that
Scholes,
way.
John Scholes is a giant of independent music. In Canada.
Absolutely. He's the heartbeat of real music here in Winnipeg.
Oh my God.
It's true.
So yeah, that's where we're going after the show.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah. And what else? Oh yeah. Rami Mays.
Uh huh.
She's gotta come to the show too.
Well, I should hope so. Have you invited her yet?
I did. I saw her in Peterborough and I invited her. But you know that she has, like, serious memory problems because of her alcoholism is such a passé term, but sometimes it's the best you can come up with.
Well, we'll remind her, and I'll throw this out there in case she's listening or someone who knows her is listening. If she forgets to come to your show, on Tuesday. Maybe I'll just forget to come or to even tell people about her show, which is coming up on October the 6th, I believe.
Where is that?
That's at the West End. She's having a big CD release party for her new record.
Is that the one that I've got?
I don't know. It's brand new. It's produced by Gerf Morlix.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the Sweet Something
Steady. Yeah.
Steady.
That's the one.
That's a good record.
Yeah.
I've got it. It's a hell of a record.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got a hold of it.
Probably.
I'm in the know.
Yeah.
It's a really good record. And that title track, I really like. Do you have it? Can you play it later?
Yeah, I could actually. Jeff.
Yes.
So speaking of music, are you working on any new music? I mean, I know you said you've been writing songs, but will there be a record eventually?
Yeah, me and Diona and Wayne are hitting the studio the first week of October.
Really?
Yeah, back to the factory.
And then when can record. Folks hope to hear that?
Well, I'll give you an advanced copy.
Well, thanks, Jeff.
But the rest of the world will have to wait till February 1st-ish.
Okay. I think we can wait that long. I think some of the songs I heard this summer, I saw you at the Big Edmonton Folk Festival.
And, yeah, that was fun.
So I heard some songs that I hadn't heard before. So were some of those probably going to be on this record?
Yeah, well, the album's going to be called The Wedding Dance of the Widow Bride.
Okay.
And so songs like Widow Bride.
Yeah.
Weep, Bride, Weep.
Okay.
Song to Reconcile. The In-Laws.
Uh-huh.
Another one called Traitor Bride will probably go on there.
Okay.
Edmonton Band Widow Song.
Okay. Yeah.
And another one called Good Luck Now that I've been playing lately.
Uh-huh.
It's a sequel to Lucky Goddamn
Cheese. Uh-huh.
Like, so there's artistic continuity there.
Now, it doesn't seem to fit the theme, but people really like That's What Keeps the Rent Down, Baby. Could we fit that on there somewhere, too?
No, I didn't go on there. The plan with that is to put the Live in Oslo record back in print.
Oh, it's out of print.
Yeah, it's out of print, but it's going up on the downloady thing so people can download it.
Okay.
But then soon it's going to be available on hard copy again.
Did you just run out of copies? Is that the story?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're not going to add any bonus tracks or anything. We're just going to print some more.
Yeah, I'm just going to make some more.
Okay, please do. I think Christy, who's here with me, is disappointed because she wanted to buy a copy of that at your show on Tuesday.
Well, I don't have any.
Well, that's why she's disappointed.
I'd tell you one if I had
attention.
One.
Yeah. But so I guess we'll just come and buy your book and that'll be good enough or what?
Well, you can buy the... That We Shall Not Flag or Fail thing.
I like that one.
You've already
got
that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or you can buy Whiskey Rabbi. You already got that
one. Yeah, I like that one too.
They both got 4 stars in the Globe and Mail, you know.
You don't say.
They would have sold more considering.
we're still working on that.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
No.
I'm just saying you would think.
No.
That they would have sold more coffee.
Well, it would be nice.
But, you know, next one is going to be the big one.
That's going to put your career over the top.
Where I'm going to be like, you'll see me. Actually, once I have the big gold record,
yeah,
that's when I'm going to buy the blimp.
Well, will the Be Good Tanyas have a new record? Are they going to play one of your songs again and make you some more money?
Well, I told them no. I told them that I...
You don't want their blood money?
Well, it's just like... I feel like I've done enough to help them.
Okay.
And they need to try to...
Make it on their own?
Birds, they need to try to fly on their own.
Okay.
You know. I mean, I wish them the best.
Yeah.
They're a great
band. Of course, yeah.
But they have to become more independent. They have to try to make it without
right.
my song.
You can't keep propping them up forever.
No.
No.
That's what I told them. And it's hard because they're crying.
Oh, well.
And on the phone and... like, I hate to do that.
I know you do. You're all heart, Jeff. But so you're you're headed through Saskatchewan. Do you do a show and pick up Dave Lang, or is Dave Lang with you now?
Dave Lang's coming to meet me at the Blue Chair here in Edmonton.
Okay,
which is sold out.
When's that, tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that puts a little pressure on Winnipeg to like come through.
Well, We will endeavor to do our best. We'll bring some folks out, and we'll come through Tuesday night. All right. It's only $10, Jeff. I'm not sure if you know that or if you were thinking it. But $10, that seems like a steal for you and Dave Lang and Schuyler Jansen.
Yeah, it's like where he's not worth $3.33.
Come on. It's good
times. For God's sake.
I know. And then for an extra $10, you can learn how to become an accordion player.
Yeah, it's $10 Canadian.
So for $20, you could change your life around, really.
Yeah, if you're down on your luck, things aren't going so good.
Yeah.
You want some kind of event or ceremony or ritual that's just going to turn it all around.
Wow.
This is it.
The magic cure.
Tuesday night at the WAC.
Well, I can't wait, Jeff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I believe it will be. It shall be.
Okay.
So it shall.
All right. We're going to play, I don't know. What do you want me to play?
Well, I think you should play, either Whiskey Rabbi or Maginot Line. Because the Maginot Line, that seemed to work really good at the Edmonton.
It sure did. People like yelling stupid, stupid.
Yeah. So that'll prep people to yell stupid, stupid at the show.
Well, then you know what? We'll play both. We'll play Whiskey Rabbi first and then Maginot Line after that. And then we'll get you all primed up for Tuesday night's show.
Okay. I'm going to head out because I got to do a sound check at the Blue Chair.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Jeff. I'm glad I caught you.
Me too.
All right. We'll see you on Tuesday.
See you on Tuesday.
All right.
Worshipping a false messiah. I pray to God that I got here in time to guide you. I came to bring you hope, I came to bring you joy. So I've got to stay alive and drunk and unemployed. I've got to stay alive and drunk and unemployed. I've got to stay. Like a rash, I'm spreading my wisdom around like a rash. I'm spreading my wisdom around like a rash. Here comes the whiskey rabbi. 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 bitch who hid little
I don't know what that's about, but I can't have that. Let me try the other one. Stall for me.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. That didn't sound good at all.
That was a great interview with Jeff Berner.
Thanks. He's an entertaining man. He's not hard to talk to. I had a lot of fun with him at the Edmonton Folk Festival. Damn near saved my life, he did, at the Edmonton Folk Festival. On Sunday, I was I'd had too much sun, and I was feeling a little beat down by the sun, and I was walking around, and he came up, and he expressed his concern for my condition, and I said that I was going to be okay. I just had too much sun, and he saved my life with a little magic packet. And generally, you don't want to take magic packets of chemicals from a man like Jeff Berner, but it turned out to be okay. It was something called Emergency. It's like this vitamin C supplement that you put in one of those bottles of water.
Really?
And then and you drink it, and it makes you feel good again. And
never heard of it.
And I think from time to time Jeff needs to feel good again, so he provided me with some of that, and I felt better. So he's a good man. He's a doctor. He's a rabbi. He's all kinds of things. And now, hopefully, he's going to sing a National Line.
Did you hear about the foolish French who hid themselves behind a trench, filled it with a million men, 10,000 heavy guns, and then figured they would be just fine. Now they had the Maginot Line. Maginot Line, Maginot Line, thought you were so safe and strong. Maginot Line, Maginot Line, stupid, stupid. Line is strong and sound. Lucky for us, we can just go around. The stout defenders fought their best, but their turrets faced east, and the Germans were west. Maginot Line, Maginot Line, thought you were so safe and strong. Maginot Line, Maginot Line. Stupid, stupid, you were wrong. National Line, National Line. Why didn't some smart fella say National Line, National Line? Your guns are pointing the wrong way. Your guns are pointing the wrong way. Something you hold dear, and you'd hate to see it disappear. You think that everything's just fine. Better check it one more time and reflect upon the Maginot Doom. A perfect fortress makes a perfect tomb. Maginot Line, Maginot Line. You were
I was exploring the... I had kind of a... let's try and explore the Bruce Springsteen theme for a while and see where that would lead to with the... Because there's the good and bad in everything. There's good and bad in classic rock and good and bad in small towns. And so, this next song ended that phase. This was like finished with that. I might move on to Bob Seger now. I'll kind of follow all of the derivative people. I hope John Cougar Mellencamp doesn't come next. Okay. We had a karaoke party on TV last night to decide who should be king of the world. And though we talked about a king, we were prepared to crown a queen, because everybody knows that the best singers are girls. We've got the spotlight tuned right and beaming up to the satellite, just waiting for the caterers to arrive. And once the cops retrieved the microphones and sent the hunger strikers home, we knew that we were ready to go live. The crowd was rioting for an hour before the skaters cut the power on their own and headed for the showers. It's a circus. We all love the circus. Man, we just love it when the circus comes to town. But when you think you've got it made, just when you think your trouble's gone, you wake up hungover and sunburned when they turn the sprinklers on. Shaky told me all about it when I came home for the summer. Said, man, you know they burned the Elks Hall to the ground. And though I'd drink with Shaky any day, I'm kinda glad I was away, cause I find that style of certainty hard to be around. We filled the swimming pool with dirt cause we couldn't get insurance. It's no coincidence that those two phrases rhyme. And the girls are sniffing gasoline and riding on their snow machines and dreaming about boys underneath the northern lights. They're tearing up the railroad track and the chicken shack won't come back without a loan or a refund of some income tax. It's a circus. We all love the circus. Man, we just love it when the circus comes to town. But when you think you've got it made, just when you think your trouble's gone, you wake up hungover and sunburned when they turn the sprinklers on. We both jumped in the river, though we knew there was no swimming allowed. And I saw her going under just before they shut the hospitals down for the celebration at the fairground. A whisper in my ear, and I'll pretend I didn't hear you, and tomorrow we'll buy a brand new pair of shoes. And we'll take our neighbor's kids to school and get drunk at the barbecue and dream away the things we didn't do. Each year goes by much faster, and there's all those mornings after, scared to death of going curling on our own. This renovation's a disaster, tearing out the life and plaster. Aren't you glad you didn't get a student loan? So keep your hands inside the bus and don't distract the rest of us from paying for our mistakes and putting Bondo on the rust. It's a circus. We all love the circus. Man, we just love it when the circus comes to town. But when you think you've got it made, just when you think your trouble's gone, you wake up hungover and sunburned when they turn the sprinklers on.
The always entertaining Dave Lang from Regina, Saskatchewan, and live is where it's at for Dave Lang, and he'll be live on Tuesday, West End Cultural Center. A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maginot Line before that from Jeff's, we shall not flag or fail, we shall go on to the End, and Whiskey Rabbi before that. And those folks will be in town along with Shiloh Jansen Tuesday, Weston Culture Center. $10. Come on. $10. Everybody can afford that. I can afford that, and I just spent all my paycheck. So we'll see on Tuesday there. But a couple more I want to tell you about, including tonight, Winnipeg Zone. These guys became huge Jeff Berner fans in Edmonton. They for some reason, Jeff got thrown in a couple of workshops with these guys. They couldn't be more stylistically opposing. Like, they really have nothing to do with each other, so I don't know why they're in workshops together. But they liked each other just fine. They played through the weirdest hailstorm I've ever seen in my life. Like, sunny day, all of a sudden, cloud blows in, and it starts hailing like crazy. And right in the middle of it, these guys were playing a workshop at Stage 2. You can check all that info out at my website, by the way, telebandagohome.com. You go to the pictures page, and then there's my info about the Edmonton Folk Fest. But anyways, these guys are playing tonight at the big West End Cultural Center. CD release for their brand-new record, Migrations. This is The Ducks with a Tracy Chapman song, Telebandagohome.
Life I always wanted, I guess I'll never have. I'll be working for somebody else until I'm in my grave. I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of things. To have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground, and have a maid that I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. I'll revel in their attention and mountains, oh, mountains of things. Oh, they tell me there's still time to save my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Those who deserve the best in life and know what money's worth, and those who saw misfortune was having mountains of nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me there's still time to sing my soul. They tell me renounce all, renounce all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. I will have it all prearranged, a grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains of things. Mostly I feel lonely. Good people are. Good people are only my stepping stone. Stepping stone.
Dreaming, 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 dreaming.
That's the Waylon Jennings. They'll be in concert on, when is that, Friday night? Friday night? The big Penn Hitches Playhouse Theater.
22nd.
New opening act. Indeedy. Can't make it anymore. So we got a local guy. Terry knows him and likes him. Patrick Keenan's opening.
All right.
So that should be good. Friday. Good tickets still available. Check it out. Ticketmaster.ca, I believe, for the tickets, right? The Ducks before that, Mountains of Things. And I played that because Ruth Moody from the Waylon Jennings used to sing with Leonard and Scrooge McDuck. And both have gone on to bigger and better things, I would say. And both are in concert this week, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And lastly, before Bluegrass Guy comes in, I got to play one from one of the greatest songwriters of all time is in town on Thursday at the big Playhouse Theater. Now, you have never seen John Prine before.
Not live, no.
And do you even know any of his songs?
Maybe a couple.
You do not. Name one.
I can't.
You don't. So you're in for a treat. You know what though? The first time I saw John Prine at the Walker Theater a few years ago, I didn't really know his stuff at all either, and I left going, "Oh my God, who is this guy? Like, he's fantastic." So you're in for a real treat on Thursday night. So lots of stuff coming up. Go see Jeff Berner on Tuesday at the West End, and we'll be back on Thursday before John Prine, right? We're not in a hurry to get there to see Dan Reeder, I don't think. That's going to be odd, but. So we'll be back on Thursday, Steel Belt the Free Range Radio with Terry. What are you looking for?
Nothing.
Are you looking for your keys? You are.
No, I'm not.
We can hear you jingling them.
Well, I was reaching in my pocket to look for something else and came across the keys.
All right. Did you find
it? No.
All right. I'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com and steelbeltheradio.com for your show.
It's your Thanks show for the ride. Too.
Yeah, we'll leave you with one from John Prine, and how do you pick just one John Prine song? Stay tuned for Bluegrass Guy. Thanks for being here.
I wish you love happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I wish you don't do like I do. Never fall in love with someone like you. 'Cause if you feel just like I did, you'd probably walk around the block like a little kid. But kids don't know, they can only guess how hard it is to wish you happiness. I guess that love is like a Christmas card. You decorate a tree, throw it in the yard, it decays and dies.